Going to read the Lord's parable about the 10 virgins or 10 bridesmaids. And 5 of them, the Lord says, were prudent, and 5 were foolish. See if you can tell from this story what prudent means. What's the difference between the prudent virgins and the foolish ones? Hear the word of the Lord in Matthew 25. Then the kingdom of the heavens shall be likened to 10 virgins who, taking their lamps, went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were prudent and 5 foolish. They who were foolish, taking their lamps, did not take oil with them. And the prudent took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go forth to meet him." And the foolish, then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. Then the foolish said to the prudent, "Give us some of your oil, because our lamps are extinguished. They've gone out." And the prudent answered, saying, "No, lest there not be enough for us and for you. But go rather to those who sell and buy some for yourselves." But when they had gone to buy, the bridegroom came, and they who were prepared went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. And afterwards the rest of the virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." And he answering said, "Amen, I say to you, I have not known you. Watch therefore, because you do not know the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." So, can you tell what's the difference between the prudent virgins and the foolish ones? Did you notice it, what happened in the story? It says they were all, what were they carrying? What were they going to bring to the wedding? Do you remember? Yes? A lamp. Here's a lamp right here. That's what they were all carrying. Now, does that remind you what was the difference between the prudent ones and the foolish ones? What did the prudent ones bring that the foolish ones forgot to bring? Yes? That's right. What kind of oil is this? Olive oil. Right, that's right. They brought oil, but the foolish ones didn't. And then, while they were waiting, their lamps went out. And so when the bridegroom came, they trimmed the wicks on their lamps, and they didn't have any more oil to put in the lamp so they could light it again. And so they had to go buy some more, and while they were off buying some more oil, the bridegroom came, and the 5 prudent virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. And the foolish ones, when they came along later, the bridegroom said, "I don't know you," and they weren't allowed to come into the wedding. So you can see what's the difference between prudent and foolish. And here's another parable where the Lord tells about prudent being or foolish. The Lord says, "Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, he will be like a prudent man who built his house upon a rock. And the rain came down, and the floods arose, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, because it was founded on a rock. And everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them shall be likened to a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain came down, and the floods arose, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall." Means it collapsed completely. Yes?
There's a song of that, and I know that song.
Yeah, that's a nice song. So what's the difference between, in this story, between the prudent man and the foolish man? What did the prudent man do? Yes?
He was wise and bought oil.
What did he do?
He was wise and bought oil.
Okay, the prudent virgins brought oil, And in this parable, the second story, the prudent man, he, yes?
Built his house on a rock.
So in both of these cases, you can see that prudent has the idea of thinking ahead. The girls, the prudent girls, they thought, you know, my lamp might need to burn for a long time. I better go out to the store and buy some more oil today, so I'll have it with me for the wedding. The foolish girls didn't think about that. The prudent man thought, you know, it's beautiful weather today, but someday there might be a terrible storm, and I want my house to be strong. So I'm going to take the time, and I'm going to dig down deep, down to the rock, so that my house can be built strong on a rock, and then it won't blow over. But the foolish man, he didn't bother with that. And the rains and the rivers washed the sand out from under his house, and his house got pushed over by the wind. Here's a picture of this story, of the first story. You can see here, here's the bridegroom coming with the bride. And here are the wise, the prudent virgins with their lamps burning. And here's the foolish ones whose lamps have gone out. You see? Here they're coming. They're sad because my lamp isn't working. I'll have to go get some more oil. But these girls' lamps are burning brightly, so they're ready to go into the wedding. Now, what way does the Lord want us to be prudent? In what way does He want us to think ahead? What does the Lord especially want us to think about thinking ahead to? Do you know? It's what same thing that's represented by going into the wedding with the bridegroom. What does the Lord want us to get ready for during our life in this world? Yes? Going to heaven, that's right. Coming into the wedding with the bridegroom represents going to heaven. The Lord wants us to think ahead about that. And how do we do that? He said, "He who hears these sayings of mine and does them, he is thinking ahead. He is prudent." See, and that's just like the first parable too. The lamp is like hearing the Lord's sayings. The lamp could be made out of metal or it could be made out of pottery. And it's a holder for olive oil. It has a wick too, made of flax, that soaks up the olive oil and carries it up, and then the flame can burn it. Well, all the things that we learn from the Lord's word are like the Lord's sayings. They make a lamp for us in our mind. Like you can think of the Ten Commandments that include, thou shalt not murder, don't hurt people. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's things. All those things are teachings. Or we can think of the two great commandments. Thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart and soul and strength. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Or our recitation this morning that said that we should do judgment and love mercy and humble ourselves to walk with our God. And so many more teachings about what heaven is like, what the Lord is like, and how to live a good life. They all make a lamp in our mind. But it can't burn unless there's oil in it. If there's no oil in this lamp, it doesn't light. You can't burn anything. It's dark. So what is the oil? What does the beautiful, golden, soft olive oil represent? Do you know? Yes? Love. That's right. Like the sun. Olive oil is good for you. It's in the Holy Supper bread that we're going to have today. And it's soft. In the parable of the good Samaritan, he put oil on the man's wounds to make them feel better. So oil represents love. And how does the Lord put oil in our lamps? It's when we not only hear what the Lord says, but we do it. Because whatever you do, that's way you learn to love doing it. And you don't like doing the things that the Lord tells you not to do because you are practicing it. And you learn more and more about it. And your lamp burns brighter and brighter. And the lamp shows you, this is the way to heaven. I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. I want to go this way. This is where the Lord's light is leading me. But if we don't do the Lord's teachings, if we just hear them but we don't pay attention, Then gradually our lamp goes out. And then we're in the dark, we're on the wrong path, and we don't even know that it's dark. So what you can do is be careful to follow the Lord's teachings. Follow them carefully, because that way it's like digging down and laying your foundation on the rock, and it's letting the Lord put oil in your lamps. And then when the bridegroom comes, when the Lord calls you, it's your turn to come to heaven now, you'll be ready to go in with him to the wedding. Amen.